AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Six young men from the Somali immigrant community in Minnesota have been arrested after plotting to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger says too many people in his state are being convinced to join terror groups.
We have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota. And this case demonstrates how difficult it is to put an end to recruiting here.
At least one young Minnesota man has been killed while fighting with the Islamic State group. More than 20 others made their way to Somalia to join a terrorist group there. Two Detroit area police officers have been cleared of all criminal charges in the arrest of a carjacking suspect caught on video. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says the video shows the suspect was trying and fighting the two officers who were trying to arrest him.
Mr. Jackson was not handcuffed when the video captured him striking Mr. Jackson. It is clear that he was a felon attempting to flee, and when apprehended, was armed with a weapon while he actively resisted the attempts to arrest.
Another suburban Detroit police officer who hauled a man out of his car back in January and repeatedly punched him in the head has been charged with assault. Recently fired Inkster Officer William Melendez is charged with mistreatment of a prisoner and assault. The winner of the 2013 Boston Marathon repeats as champion.
2 years after he won a Boston Marathon shattered by a pair of pressure cooker bombs, Lalisa Disisa has won the 119th Marathon. The Ethiopian runner finished the 26-mile, 385-yard course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 17 seconds on a windy, chilly Patriots Day. He wasn't directly affected by the bombing, which took place well after the elite runners had finished. He later donated the winner's medal to the city of Boston. On the women's side, Caroline Rotish of Kenya scored her first Boston Marathon victory in 2:24:55. She was fourth 4 years ago. I'm Warren Levinson.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 229. This is AP Radio News. A lot of questions remain unanswered 5 years since the Gulf oil spill. Alexis Baldera, a conservation biologist with the Ocean Conservancy, says one problem is BP and the federal government haven't released a lot of information on the damage caused by the spill.
There's still a lot of uncertainty about what we know, and I think it's important to remember that there's been a lot of studies done that are confidential. And that's just because, you know, BP and the federal government haven't settled or they haven't gone to trial. And so the natural resources damage assessment is still underway.
New Orleans scuba diver Cindy Caldwell says she has noticed big changes in the Gulf since the cleanup of the massive spill.
The clarity of the water and the numbers of fish, it's just absolutely amazing.
Since the blowout, BP says it has paid more than $13 billion in claims and settlements. And that's not counting the negotiations that are going on now with the federal government. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.